listen, think, learn, grow. Listen, think, learn, grow. Live.
This is Metaphysical Universe, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Douglas Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Hello and welcome to the Spirit of Life service for Wednesday, September 21st, 2016. I'm Dr. Doug Kelly here with Dr. Hunter.
Good evening. Glad to be here.
And Michael Kelly also joins us, producing the show behind the scenes and sometimes in front of the scenes.
Good evening, everyone.
The Spirit of Life is a weekly sermon and educational program of the International Church of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit, as well as to explore science and spirituality. In addition to this weekly service, ICMH also offers several other educational programs, including EmpoweredRecovery.com, which offers help for the friends and family of alcoholics and addicts, Paranexus.org, an association of anomalous researchers, MetaphysicsInstitute.org, our flagship school that offers bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees in metaphysical science, spiritual counseling, life coaching, holistic healing, hypnosis, paranormal stuff, and several other areas. And Thomas Francis University, which offers standalone metaphysical courses and degrees at tfuniversity.org. I'd like to welcome those joining us live for the special program tonight, as well as those listening to the archives. We'll get into why it's special here in just a few minutes. I'd like to read our abbreviated principles of belief because, it's traditional and they've kind of set the tone for what we're trying to achieve here. We have 9 principles of belief, and what I'm going to read here is an abbreviated version of them. The first one is do no harm, do right. 2, we believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit. The answers we seek already exist within us. 3, we believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems. 4, we are all equal, one planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. 5, we recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. 6, we are physical and spiritual beings. Consciousness survives death of the physical body. 7, self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will create self-completeness. 8, metaphysical education and practical life skills empower the human spirit and enhance the human condition. And 9, expanding human consciousness leads to human evolution and peaceful coexistence. And to read the extended version of these 9 principles of belief, please visit metaphysicalhumanism.org. All right, so again, we welcome everyone to the special program tonight. Tonight we're going to be doing one of our 4 annual celebrations. This one tonight is the Rite of Equinoctial Equilibrium. Basically, it's based around the equinox each season. And the equinox is tomorrow, September 22nd, so we're hitting it pretty much just about right. I would like to just make a few comments before we get into our actual reading and ceremony, and kind of give you a little bit, especially if you're new to the program, this ceremony, what it's about. As I said, this ceremony is one of 4 ceremonies we observe during the year. It's the equivalent of a religious holiday for us. So, you know, tomorrow's the holiday. I was going to make a joke, but I won't. You know, people take off work and all that for holidays, but
we don't get any.
Yeah, well, no. I was going to say, take some time, you know, that's all right. Anyway, I'd like to encourage all of our members to plan for tomorrow, plan this day so that you can celebrate it and observe it effectively, and that's what we're going to talk about, how to do that as we get into this discussion and in the ceremony itself. The September equinox is the fall equinox in the northern hemisphere and the spring equinox in the southern hemisphere. This is the time of year when the days and the nights are equal in length, they're balanced, and thus the equinox is a fitting symbol It's a time of year to review our lives for balance, to take a personal snapshot of where we've been, where we are, where we're going. It's kind of like a mile marker to stop and assess where we are in our journey. When we're going on a trip, when you've taken a trip, you know, you're going to use a map or you're going to use a GPS. Well, regardless of which device you use, two things must be known, right? Where you're at and where you're going to go. Now, the GPS will automatically know where you're at because it plots your location, but on a map, you got to find out where you're at. And, of course, you got to know where you're going to go. You got to have a destination in mind first, then you can add waypoints along the way. Maybe you're going to take a vacation, so your ultimate final destination is wherever, but you want to stop at a few places along the way. Well, life is kind of like this. We have, or we should have, a general destination. For many, this is the point where they have grown and evolved so that they can enjoy life to the fullest with the fewest challenges and adversities. You know, people want to be successful. Problem is that many people, they just don't know what success means to them. They haven't taken the time to figure out where they want to be at a given point in their lives. They just haven't defined what success means to them. Now, to me, success basically means doing what you should do when you should do it. If you do that, you'll be successful in anything you try. Of course, knowing what and when is sometimes the hard thing. Some people think success means getting rich, but money simply amplifies who and what we already are. It doesn't really change much, just amplifies who we really are. So if the day comes and we get into a little money and we're able to do greater things, well, that's just going to be an extension of who we are now. We need to make wise choices in setting these waypoints along the way. You know, whenever you go somewhere, that's what I was talking about, you have little stopovers. Those are your waypoints. If we are in Colorado and our destination is California, we don't want to head east simply because we didn't pay attention to getting on the right road. And you know, a lot of people do that. They don't really give a lot of attention to the direction they need to take to get where they want to go. A lot of times they just do it on autopilot or just float along like a jellyfish on the waves, you know, not really having a destination but hoping to get there. Well, life just doesn't work that way. We need to make wise choices in setting our waypoints. So let's briefly explore three questions that will assist you in taking that snapshot of your life right now. And these three questions are, who am I? Where am I? And where am I going? Let's just talk about each one briefly. Who am I? What are your core values? These are questions to ask yourself. What are my core values? What do I believe and disbelieve and why? What are my greatest fears and why? Is my general behavior consistent with who I want to be? Now, those are questions that you got to ponder over. Do we behave in the way that we always want to? Well, a lot of times we may not, so why not? You know, that's part of your core values, how you will behave and react and respond to different things. The next question is, where am I? What is my life like right now and why? What are my relationships like right now and why? Am I where I wanted to be at this point in my life? If not, why? And again, it's going to take some pondering and some meditation to answer these questions, to get a feel for them. So the last big question I want to address here is, where am I going? Do I know where I want to go? Am I living my dream? I used to ask that question when I taught seminars years ago, and you know, out of a group 30 or 50, 100 people, who's living your dream right now? I might get one hand. And that's not the way it's supposed to be. So, what's your dream? Well, I don't know what my dream is, people will say. Well, the way you find that out is to answer the simple yet difficult question, what do I call a good day? And if you can really answer that question, then you'll be well on your way to discovering your dream, which ties in with your purpose and your mission in life. The other introspective question you want to ask is, what changes do I need to make in order to be at the next waypoint in, say, 3 months or 6 months? And so you want to ponder your 3 and 6 month goals. Now, our four annual celebrations, this being one of them, are spaced out about 3 months apart. So the next one will be when we celebrate the rite of the Southern Signature, I believe it is, on December 21st. Yep, rite of signature for the Southern Solstice is what it is. So those are the questions you want to keep in mind as we go through our ceremony here. Keep them in mind, and we're going to do our ceremony. Now, if you have a candle handy, get ready to light it. But we're going to go ahead and recite our ceremony. With the lighting of the flame, we commence the rite of equinoctial equilibrium, the time of the year in which the day and the night are aligned and in balance. We invite all those who are able to now join us in lighting the ceremonial flame.
Through the universe, of which I'm a part, beats the energy of life and into my heart. A flame of fire lights up my soul with will and desire for the world to know. The energy of life beats through my heart and through the energy in the universe of which I'm a part.
With the lighting of the flame, we symbolically transfer the fire of our spirit to a visual representation that we can see and feel. For in this way, we are reminded of the power of this fire, the power of our spirit, the fire of our passion to fulfill our unique and individual purpose, the passion of our spirit to do no harm and to do right, the never-ending light and warmth contained within us that honors the divine nature of all life and regards all sentient life as equal, having one common origin in the stuff of stars. We are one planet and one race, with one ancestry and one destiny.
Connectedness.
The energy of our unfettered consciousness creates an expanded awareness of the profound connection that we have to one another, to all divine life, to Mother Earth, and to the universe. We pause in grateful acknowledgement of the universal consciousness that connects and unites us all. We take a moment of silence in honor, remembrance, and appreciation for the interdependent relationships we have with those closest to us and with all living things.
Responsibility.
We are connected to all things, and yet we are one. In each one of us lies the indomitable power of the human spirit to ultimately prevail in the face of any dilemma, to rise above any obstacle, to triumph over any challenge. We recognize the inherent responsibility we have as a race of adept beings to resolve the challenges before us and acknowledge that this is as it should be.
Self-completeness.
The flame before us is complete within itself. It needs no other spark to sustain it. We too are complete within ourselves and need no other spark to sustain us. The synergy of self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will creates self-completeness. We need nothing, nor anyone outside ourselves, for the answers we seek already exist within us. Our flame is within. We look there.
Equilibrium.
This is the time of the year that the day and the night are in balance. They are equal. It is in this equilibrium that we seek to reconcile the things unequal, to recalibrate the things unbalanced, to recenter our consciousness and awareness, to realign our thoughts with the fulfillment of our individual and unique purpose. We draw from the cycles, phases, and rhythms of the universe that continue in perfect harmony from time immemorial. We attune the cycles, phases, and rhythms inherent in our own inner universe that they may serve our highest good, and that we may serve others for their highest good, and in a spirit of do no harm and do right. So the day, so the night, so the universe, so our life. Equilibrium is renewed.
Positive consciousness.
In our innermost thoughts, in our heart of hearts, We strive toward positive consciousness, harboring ill will toward no form of life. So the energy within, so the energy without, so the one, so the many. We possess conscious awareness of the universal mind, universal consciousness, the interconnectedness of all who are. Thus, synergy is created. We pause for a moment to send out positive energy to those in need. We recognize the power of gratitude and deliberate intent. For like attracts like, and the like that we positively intend is the like that we invite and the sum that we receive. We pause for a moment of silence to calibrate our intent to send positive and deliberate intent out into the universe in harmony with our own unique purpose so that it may return to us in due time. As the fire of the flame burns before us, so too burns the flame of our passion for doing right, and the fire in our soul to immerse everything around us in the bright light of our positive intent. May the fire of our essence burn brightly to the higher good of all who are.
The fires for life burn deeply within. Joined with the universe, creations begin. Brightly shining, new thoughts akin, and so it is, the light within, and so it is.
With the quenching of the flame, we affirm the transference of its light, warmth, and energy to empower the spirit within us as a beacon of light shining brightly upon the world in the strength of do no harm and do right. We make it so, and so it is. The flame is transferred. All right, this completes this rite of equinoctial equilibrium. We thank you for joining us in this ceremony. And again, as I'd mentioned earlier, please join us for our next ceremony on or about the next solstice. It's actually going to be on, I'm not sure of the program for that week, but the solstice is on December 21st. And as you prepare, not only reflect on what we talked about tonight, but prepare for the next one, remember those three questions, ponder them. Who am I? Where am I? And where am I going? All right, so seems like these celebrations kind of come quick. It seems like we just did our summer solstice.
Well, I for one am really glad to see 2016 tail its way out. But we still have a few months to go. So it went by quickly, and I'm sure the next few months will go by fast too. So very eventful. Eventful year.
We have quite a few people in our chat room. It's good to see everybody here. And if you would like a card pulled from our Inner Oracle card deck, please put your name there in the chat room. In the meantime, I wanted to share something with everyone. It's in our degree program, we in course B2, which is basically talking about the life leadership paragon. And one of the questions on the exam, the final exam for that course, is, are you perfect and why? And I wanted to read an answer from one of the students who just completed this a day or two ago. I thought it was really good, one of the best I've read. And, of course, in the discussion for this section, you know, I talk about why you're perfect. I've done that on this program several times, you know. And I talk about in the discussion how when I ask a group, are you perfect, almost nobody ever says yes. They never raise their hand. And every now and then somebody comes along and they basically say, well, hell yes, I'm perfect. And so I discuss that in the program, in the course. And so I wanted to read this answer, parts of this answer from one of our newer students, Leonard G., bright man. And his answer to this question, are you perfect and why, is this. He says, hell yes, I'm perfect! It's important, I think, to remember that etymologically, the word perfect, in Latin, perfectus, means complete. Perfect, in its more original sense, does not mean without flaw or blemish. It does not mean finished or completed in the sense of consummation, of having come to an end. To be a self-complete person means to be whole, ready, in possession of everything that is necessary to function well, to gather the resources necessary to realize one's full potential, to actualize oneself. Something of the original meaning of perfect is preserved in the way we might say of an actress, she is perfect for the part, or of an article of clothing, it's a perfect fit. Perfect people are fully aware that they are capable of achieving excellence, actualizing their full human potential. The popular sense of perfection as being flawless, finished, and without blemish is a fantasy and a significant factor in generating feelings of inadequacy and low self-esteem. Perfection as completeness is all about unconditional self-acceptance, a healthy self-concept, and healthy self-esteem. I am perfect because I am perfectly capable of embracing and embodying these characteristics. I thought that was well expressed, you know, and I love that part about the word perfect not meaning, you know, that end, it's finished. It basically, it does not mean without flaw or blemish. It just means that something's completed, and it just steps along the way. So I wanted to share that. Hopefully it'll encourage some of those listening to this program. Any comments from anyone? All right, then. I'll keep talking. Do we have anyone here who would like a card pulled?
I think Tabitha is first. Now, correct me, Michael, if I've missed something.
I might have seen Fran.
Then I see Fran and Teresa.
And
Michael Garcia.
Zach.
All right.
And Zach. All right, I got a little list happening here. Okay. You want to go ahead first, Michael? Draw a Tabitha's card, please.
All right, Tabitha. I've pulled number 38 in life skills, open-mindedness. An open mind is sensible and grounded. An open mind avoids preconceived notions, especially ones that are based on personal agenda, a pet theory, or a preferred belief. An open mind is not gullible or credulous. Rather, an open mind thinks critically and searches for additional possibilities. It absorbs knowledge and searches for credible solutions and conclusions.
Good one. Open-mindedness, Tabitha. So that's for you. Gee, Michael, do you want to go ahead? I think you're in a bit of a roll. Yeah. You want to choose Fran's card next?
And another great card. It's number 18, Evolution.
Good one.
Evolution is the driving force of all life. Change is always afoot. Be aware and participate in the evolution of present energies that change situations. Resistance to change is born from fear of losing control. Resistance to change prolongs discomfort. But fear not, personal growth and enlightenment are sure to result in the wake of your own evolution and that of life around you. Thus, entropy is lowered.
I think there's a little evolution going on. Good for you, Fran. That's great. I went ahead and chose the next one for Teresa. Teresa, this is number 8, Balance and Order. With this card, balance and order in life or in a specific area is present or it needs to be. If experiencing adversity, look for what is outside of its proper order. Adversity is a state of disorder. Once order's restored, adversity fades. Moreover, self-completeness and success will ensue once order and balance are restored to the life leadership paragon areas of self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will. So sometimes it just means we have to do a little check and balance and see, you know, see what's going on and maybe to reorder a few things. So that's a good one. It's a good reminder. Okay, Michael Garcia is up. Michael, you get the privilege of this one.
And a very good card. It's number 26, Energy Signature.
Yeah, that is a powerful one.
This card is a call to be aware of energy signatures, which is the vibe a person puts out or the energy of a situation. Energy signatures are changed by increased awareness resulting from gaining more knowledge and wisdom of self. Review the present energy signature that you may be sending or that of a situation, individual, or relationship. Keep what is healthy, remove what is unhealthy. Remember, you cannot change others, you can only change yourself and your own energy signature.
Good one. Good one. I went ahead and pulled one for Zach. He's next on our list. Zach, I went third from the right. Zach likes it third from the left or third from the right. So I went from the right. And this is take and release ownership. Interesting. A little message in here. Ownership and entitlement are not the same. Ownership is taking responsibility with a healthy attitude. Entitlement is expecting more than what's earned. Further, codependence is taking an unhealthy ownership for other people's problems and feelings. This may be a time to reflect on owning only what is yours and releasing the rest. Very interesting. In perspective here, I would just like to share with everybody. Zach has just sent his medical information off to Chicago. I know he's been blogging about this, so I feel comfortable talking. And he's perhaps in line for a stem cell transplant. So kind of on the edge and waiting for word and going for his appointment. And so taking and releasing ownership might be kind of appropriate in a way, because you can only change what's changeable, and you're kind of in the hands of others. It's their deal, not your deal. You know, so sometimes we have to kind of look at things, like turn the dial a little bit and see it from another perspective. But you know, Zach, we are all behind you 100%. And everybody, you know, especially on a day like today, it is our equinox. If everybody could send Zach just a real pump of energy, that would be most appreciated and helpful. I know that for sure. So, we have next Angie. So, do you want to take that one, Michael?
Yeah, absolutely. And I pulled the card here, actually, for Angie. And I have number 3, be who you are, walk your own path. Well, I don't know, I'm definitely seeing a pattern in the cards tonight.
Yeah, I think so.
You are uniquely designed, one-of-a-kind universal being, equally entitled to all good things the same as others. Drawing this card encourages you to be who you are and to walk your own path, not comparing yourself with others. Give yourself permission to accept who and what you are. Move forward in this direction you need to take that best fulfills yourself.
Interesting. Good one. I think so. Bridget, you are next on the list. Meaning and purpose is what I just drew for you. The meaning of life is built upon values and beliefs and remains constant. The purpose of life is the action plan for the meaning of life. The purpose can change. A sense of purpose always evolves. The question is not, what's the purpose of life? Rather, it's, what's the purpose of my life? True fulfillment comes when embracing your heart's desire with both meaning and a renewed sense of purpose to fulfill that meaning. This card can also relate to the meaning or purpose of a specific situation or the lack thereof. So sometimes it's just discerning meaning and purpose, putting the, you know, square pegs in square holes and so on. So that's a good one. We all have to touch base with that one once in a while. Now, before we, I don't see anybody else on the list, unless, Michael, you can correct me, but in, I think we're kind of coming up to a time where Dr. Sandra, we have to mention her in South Africa. She catches us in the archives, and the last couple of weeks we've been drawing a card for her. She's diligently listening to the show, and we'll go ahead and draw a card for you, Dr. Sandra. So when you listen to this, a little message. In here, I have drawn the Law of Control, which is number 5. So this is for you. Differences are inevitable. Diversity is desirable. The Law of Control says you cannot change or control others, but you can have a positive impact or influence. Control only that to which you're entitled to control. Don't give unsolicited advice. Respect that everyone has the same rights to self-creation and decisions. You can accept present circumstances as they are, lobby for change, or leave. Now, the Law of Control is, I think, something we check in with ourselves on every day. But in this particular case, drawing it just resonates to you in whatever way you interpret that for whatever is your situation. So that's for Dr. Sandra in South Africa. So is there anybody else, Michael or Dr. Kelly, that I've seen them as?
I would just go ahead, throw this in real quick, and I don't really know if it signifies anything, but I had just pulled the card randomly after the last, and it was actually the same, number 5, Law of Control. So I just thought that was kind of cool.
Isn't that interesting?
So, Michael, you said that you saw a thread in these cards. What kind of thread did you see? What made you say that?
Yeah. The pattern that I was picking up was really just a lot about some of the fundamental principles of metaphysical humanism, which would be taking your power, accepting the things that you can control, focusing on those. I really appreciated the one where having an open mind is having a balanced mind, not keeping it closed, but not shutting yourself off from new ideas. And I think one of the themes and the threads that goes throughout is just taking responsibility for your life and taking a balanced approach to life and taking a healthy look at things in perspective and what you can control. Walk your own path. All of these things line up to one overall philosophy.
And in light of it being the equinox and our, you know, how we began the program, I think that it, I see a flow too, definitely.
Yeah, good points. And as you listen to these cards pulled, even if they weren't pulled for you, they might have meaning to you, to those listening. So if something resonates with you, then go with it. You know, and it's funny how these cards can really, they're like a brainstorming partner. You know, they get you thinking. A lot. I wanted to just mention a quick update. Speaking of Dr. Sandra from South Africa, the last couple of weeks we've talked about an issue, a situation there with this minister, pastor, Baptist minister from Tempe, Arizona, Stephen L. Anderson, and how they were going to head to South. They wanted to head to South Africa to have a, I don't know what they wanted to do, a revival or some sort of thing, but they were very much against the the gay lesbian community. And they were going to go there, and they were fixing to go, but they were denied entrance into South Africa because of their, frankly, their hatred. And that's terrible. And so that's what happened. They were denied. They still tried to go. And she reported to me that they were stopped. A couple of them later tried to get in through Germany, but they were stopped there. Another couple were stopped in France. Anderson himself managed to get through and into Botswana. And she says, but after holding a service yesterday, he was approached by a senior citizen who opposed his views. Anderson's reaction was to physically manhandle the old man. This led to charges being filed, and he was arrested and deported back to the U.S. And the European Union have decided to ban the group from all European Union countries. Well, they're trying to anyway. Apparently it's a process. So I just wanted to update you, speaking of Dr. Sandra, and it's just, you know, here's a man of God, presumably, who spews forth hate like so many of them do, and even cost somebody physically. That's just not healthy. That's not teaching tolerance and equality. So that's, and you know, we can see these examples, and they serve as examples to us to what not to do, and that we need to be more tolerant. We need to understand that everybody's equal. Just because you think view something one way does not make it right or wrong. It's just your way. That's true for everybody. We have a lot of social norms, things that are accepted socially that are neither right nor wrong. They're just accepted socially. It's just like a cultural thing. And we have to keep that in mind across the different cultures across the world, that different people do it different ways, but there's no book written anywhere, despite what the Christians say or the Muslims say or anybody else says, you know, that definitively proves it to be one way or another. Obviously, I'm not talking about certain matters of conscience, such as, you know, you don't kill people, you don't hurt people, you don't harm people, you just don't do that. That's the belief system of any enlightened being, any sane, intelligent, self-accepting, enlightened being. But we need to be more tolerant. There's a lot of we're living in a wonderful time of change. We really are. And we have been for a few years, especially with the gay, lesbian, transgender community. You know, it's changing things, folks. We're beginning to see that as humanity evolves, there are other ways of doing things. There are other lifestyles. There are other, I don't want to say the wrong thing. I'm just saying there are other approaches to life. And there's, in fact, even, Morgan Freeman on his series Through the Wormhole addressed the issue of, you know, is there more than two sexes here, you know, genders. And so we're living in a time of change, and we need to adapt, and we need to accept it and just let people be themselves and do what they do. Like I said many times, I don't care what you do, what you believe, just do no harm and do right. That's the thing. You know, Stephen L. Anderson, I don't care if he's a Baptist fundamentalist. However, he's doing harm. And he's frankly a Christian terrorist. That's what they are. And anybody who would harm others would just as soon have God kill him. That's not nice. It's just not nice. Be nice. Don't be mean. You know, if people would just follow that, wouldn't the world be a better place? You know, gets to me sometimes, but what can you do? You got to just keep trying to have a positive impact on those within your sphere of influence. That's all any of us can do, and so hopefully that's exactly what we're doing. So we're going to start wrapping this up, start the music, and talk about what we've talked about. We had our rite of equinoctial equilibrium tonight, our special ceremony. We talked about open-mindedness, evolution, balance and order, energy signatures, taking and releasing ownership, being who you are and walking your own path. We talked about meaning and purpose and the law of control. A lot of things to get us thinking. And so listen to this program again if you need to. It'll be on the archives later tonight at metaphysicalhumanism.org. Just look for the audio archives. And before we sign off, too, I just wanted to put out a thank you to one of our graduate students, Dr. Alicia Doyle. She is a real sweetheart anyway, but she has referred so many students to us, and I really appreciate that. You know, we try our best, try to keep our tuitions as low as possible, and so we appreciate any of those referrals. And so if you're a student and you have a website, you know, please recommend us, you know, put us on your site. And let other people know. And I know you do. And I appreciate all those of you who do refer others. And you have. And I appreciate that too. I just wanted to mention Dr. Alicia Doyle on her website where junipers grow. And I want to make sure I get that right because I wanted to keep that out there. It's where juniper grows. That's what it is, .com, where juniper grows. So anyway, thank you very much, Dr. Alicia Doyle. And everybody, thanks for being part of this. Thanks to Michael. Thanks to Dr. Hunter. We'll see you next week. Until then, listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Good night.
Good night, everyone.